Taliban militants staged a suicide car bombing and then engaged in a gunfight with security forces outside the American consulate in the western Afghan city of Herat early this morning. Sean Patrick Lovett has this report.
Police said two Afghan security forces were killed, as were five of the attackers, while the U.S. said all of its consulate personnel were safe. U.S. special forces entered the area to secure the compound, Afghan police said. A spokesman for the Taliban claimed responsibility on behalf of the militant group, which has often staged combined car bomb and gun attacks in the past. The attack, which also injured several people, underscored the perilous security situation in Afghanistan, where U.S.-led troops are reducing their presence ahead of a full withdrawal planned for next year. The insurgent strikes are no longer concentrated in the country's south and east, but occur with troubling frequency in the north and west, which have been the more peaceful areas in years past. Herat lies near Afghanistan's border with Iran and is considered one of the better developed cities in the country, with a strong Iranian influence. The U.S. consulate is located in a relatively sparsely populated part of the city. The Taliban strike was a stark reminder of the challenges facing the country. Friday's assault followed a rare moment of national unity and joy in Afghanistan, where people of all backgrounds have been celebrating their nation's first international soccer championship. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.